Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit expedient.com/wired. The cubicle is back. Blame or thank the coronavirus. As businesses reopen, social distancing rules will lead to new partitions between workspaces, reminiscent of the fabric-clad dividers of the 1980s. By Will Knight. As thousands of companies contemplate restarting operations, executives are weighing how best to reconfigure workspaces that have, by and large, been designed to minimize cost and foster the face-to-face interactions that can spread the deadly coronavirus. Some companies are looking at high-tech approaches to enforce social distancing and track interactions, with location monitoring apps and badges, artificial intelligence surveillance cameras, and high-tech health checks. Other innovations will be simpler. Stickers to enforce 6 feet of distance between coworkers, staggered shifts that allow for more spacing, more regular cleanings, and, of course, oodles of hand sanitizer. But one of the most important innovations may turn out to be cardboard or plastic dividers that turn open-plan offices into something more reminiscent of the 1980s. You're going to see a lot of plexiglass, says Michael Boonshoft, a spokesman for Cushman & Wakefield, a commercial real estate company that has drawn up guidelines for reopening office spaces. Having that divider will make people feel safer. That shield between desks will be really important. Cushman & Wakefield is importing innovations from offices it operates in China, where it has helped more than 1 million people return to work. Besides temperature checkpoints, masks, sanitizer, and wipes, the guidelines recommend rearranging desks and meeting room seating to ensure social distancing, having workers use disposable desk covers, and installing dividers between workspaces. Companies aren't going to have a ton of time and money to create a whole new office concept in a month, Boonshoft says. So these are quick and inexpensive to implement ideas. WeWork, the on-demand office-based company, has kept some sites open to support essential businesses during the pandemic. Last week, the company shared with members a blueprint for maintaining safety at its locations. Measures include rules on social distancing at shared desks and in meeting rooms and kitchens, regular cleaning, and modifications of air conditioning systems to reduce recirculation that might spread the virus. But a representative says the company is considering other steps, including installing partitions in what had been open office spaces. Partitions are really hot right now, says Ben Weber, president and co-founder of Humanize, a company that analyzes digital and physical communications between office workers to gauge productivity and collaboration. Humanize is working with clients including Panasonic in Japan to determine how to redesign office layouts to minimize potentially dangerous interactions without cutting off communication. The company measures workers' movements inside buildings using anonymous data from smart ID badges. Weber says a key challenge will be balancing new safety measures with opportunities for productive interactions. At the end of the day, the only reason to be in an office is to collaborate. Cubicles appeared in U.S. offices in the 1960s as a way to encourage personalization, movement, and meaningful interactions among office workers. according to Cubed, A Secret History of the Workspace, by Nikhil Sawant. Robert Probst, a designer at Herman Miller, came up with the idea for a modular, low-cost, cubicle-filled space as an antidote to the rows of typing desks that were common at the time. Over the following decades, however, the cubicle ironically became associated with regimented, monotonous, and depersonalized office life. It fell out of favor early in this century as Silicon Valley startups embraced open offices to encourage collaboration, and companies elsewhere mimicked the idea. Some businesses are eyeing more high-tech tools for ensuring social distancing and preventing the spread of the virus. Smart cameras may be one way to guard against unsafe worker behavior. SmartVid.io, which makes AI surveillance systems for identifying unsafe situations at construction sites without identifying individuals, last month developed software to warn managers when workers fail to maintain safe distances from each other. CEO Josh Kanner says it is working on an upgrade that will detect whether workers are wearing masks. Inside buildings, some companies are touting efforts that use smartphones to identify possible new infections. The consulting firm PwC has developed a contact tracing tool for office buildings, which it's testing in its offices in Shanghai. Some countries and U.S. states are considering using smartphone contact tracing on a much larger scale, although the approach is controversial. PwC's approach involves mapping the radio signature of an office so that an app on employees' phones can record where they are more accurately than GPS or Bluetooth. If an employee tests positive for COVID-19, the tool can then identify other workers who may have been exposed and should be tested and quarantined. Another means of social distancing will be staggering workers' shifts. Appian, which makes apps for workforce management, recently developed one that monitors workers' health and risk through questionnaires, then determines who should come into an office. Matt Calkins, founder and CEO of Appian, says it may be some time before offices are full again. There's no way we're just going to flood back to work at the first moment and crowd our offices and sit right next to each other, he says.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.